Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You got it! It's time for episode 639 of Who Charted, the show where comedians discuss the top 5 songs and movies of the week. Congratulations, you have reached checkpoint final 4 on the road to summer 2023. I'm your host, H. Michael Cray, a.k.a. Chart Linklater, Howard Kramer. And with me as always, Brett, Peter, Pedro, Pietras, Moras, Stard. What's up, Stard?
How's it going, man? Happy spring awakening, heading our way to summer.
Yes. I wanted to tell you something about your nickname, Stard.
Okay.
So there's this album, Somebody's So Much for the Stardust, is Fall Out Boy's new album.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Are you a Fall Out Boy fan?
I'm not at all. I'm not.
Do you know they were named...
taking my shit?
They were named after my right testicle. But anyway, they have, if you look at the album on iTunes, it doesn't give you the full readout, so it just says, "So Much for Starred." Much for Stardust.
Damn. Well, the
shots
the
fired.
Mutual.
Yeah.
The feelings mutual, Fallout Boy.
There you
come
go.
At me.
Pete Wentz and you maybe do a boxing thing like Jake Paul or something.
Yeah. Celebrity boxing. But speaking of that kind of thing, I looked on, I heard from somewhere that there is a Who Smarted podcast.
What?
And I looked on Pocket Casts, and this podcast has like 300 episodes deep.
What is it? The smart version of this show?
Who Smarted?
They redo each week, but they make it intelligent.
Yeah. Honestly, that there's an opportunity there.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Is that what it's about? What's it about? Did you see?
No, it's like a kids. It's like a kids educational podcast. But I wonder if they saw. You know,
I wonder if we inspired it.
Yeah. And there's another one called.
Because we're up to 639.
There's another one called Who Arted, which I think is about art.
Really?
Yeah.
Does it have a bunch of episodes?
Yeah, it's got like, I think like 100 or something.
It's infringement,
so it's just
right?
Like, are we like spawning, you know, 1,000 podcasts?
I mean, inspired or not, we got to go after them. We got to go after them.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see Slamazon.com and then Bezos just lets it go. We gotta take care of this.
Slamazon is a good Pornhub competitor idea, though.
Oh yeah, it's true. Yeah, Slamazon.
It's not bad.
Cramazon, same thing.
Cramazon.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of which,
yeah,
let's meet our guest.
Let's do it.
Here he comes now. You know him from former episodes of Who Charted and Grand Crew Fridays on NBC and every day of the week. On Peacock. Stream it. Get after it. Here he comes now. Welcome, Carl Tart.
Make sure y'all check out my new podcast, Who Tarted.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
Oh, my God. Another one just sprang up.
Yeah.
the exact wrong guest to have this week. Oh my God.
Who tarted? What's you can it find about? It everywhere you get your podcast. How's and it? On the Slamazon podcast network.
Countdown the best tarts.
Yeah. Countdown
Pop tarts and stuff.
Countdown the best Pop tarts. Number one, blueberry.
Oh. That's your favorite, not That's cinnamon my favorite. Brown sugar?
Cinnamon brown sugar is lame.
Oh, come on. That's got to be top five.
Here's why I don't like cinnamon brown sugar.
Okay.
It's also the same reason I don't like Domino's pizza.
Okay.
Both of those things were served at my high school. So when they Bad did memories. The when they did the yeah. healthy
Bad associations
yeah when they did the healthy initiation taking all soda and stuff out of school we got Gatorade ice you had lemon lime and strawberry and we drank those like crazy because that's all we had and baked
so they took it away is what you're saying
what they took what away.
They took those things away when you had to get healthy food in
No,
there?
They brought those in. That was the snacks that we could have.
Oh, now, so you were forced.
The pizza was in the cafeteria. That wasn't a part of the healthy initiative. Oh, but okay. They did have Domino's pizza, and that's what they brought. Like, a Domino's truck just bought, like, 1,000 pieces of pizza every day.
So you just got sick of it. You was getting force-fed it every day. Okay.
Yeah, ate it every day. But when you would buy a Pop-Tart, when you wanted something, like, sweet, like, some sort, because we didn't have candy. So... Mm-hmm. We didn't have candy. We only had like these low sugar chocolate chip cookies and cinnamon brown sugar Pop-Tarts. And so I just ate them too much. But my
and
favorite
you associated
flavor is always,
that with I could get that anytime. It's just lame.
Yeah. So that's why I go blueberry. Blueberry's good, man. I think it's an underrated flavor of Pop-Tart. Of course, strawberry is the classic. Cherry.
But
blueberry.
But see, to me, blueberry, like, I'm set up the other way where blueberry is just like the generic. Whose tunes is that? Yeah.
What year is that from?
It's from the 80s, late 80s.
Yeah.
Wait, can you solve? I was
what
just
flavors
watching.
In that commercial?
They show a couple of them.
Probably unfrosted in that.
Can,
in that
can
commercial.
You solve this mystery for me? Because I just saw this commercial, like coincidentally enough.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this song, obviously. So first of all, so cool they're hot. So hot it's cool. I don't understand the wordplay there because they seem to like that's their whole slogan. They seem to imply that like there's a cold factor to.
Well, no.
Cool is like it's
the cool is like man,
it's dope.
And these shits is hot, man. It's like these is the new thing. These is hot off the presses.
You don't think it's somewhat of a double entendre? Like
yeah, well, so
like,
hot is cool because you put it in the toaster and make it hot. But it's so hot that it's cool.
So I guess cool was like such a good word at that point, like a cutting edge word that it carried that.
If that's a 70s commercial, then cool is kind of new. It's like Fonzie it's like, made cool. things cool. Yeah.
All right, but listen to the second line in the song. I cannot translate this for the life of me. I think the guy is just saying gibberish. Listen to this.
Wake up to the hot taste of Kellogg's Pop-Tarts.
So hot, they're cool, so cool. They're hot. Pop-Tarts popping up, they bubble
pop. That one.
Pop-Tarts popping up in Papa Pop.
Yeah, in what? I think that's what he's saying.
Popping up in what?
Popping in the Papa
in bottle pops?
it's
in a
completely
pop-up top.
Illegible. One more time.
Pop-Tarts. So hot, they're cool, so cool, they're hot.
Bubble pop.
Oh no no! I hear. I know what it is.
Bubble top.
No, they say so hot they're cool, so cool they're hot. Pop tarts popping up, they pop up hot.
Ah!
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Pop tarts popping up, they pop up hot.
Yeah. Try it again. Let's hear it one more time.
Yeah. All right.
This is what the listeners want to hear.
I want to try to hear that.
I love
pop tarts popping up, they pop up hot.
The hot taste of Kellogg's Pop Tarts. They're cool, so cool, they're hot.
Boom.
Wow, I think you're right.
That's huge. Yeah.
Wow.
Do you work for Lyric Genius? Are you the one who writes down all the lyrics on there?
In the 80s, I worked for Kellogg's.
Oh, shit. Okay. You know, they took Kellogg's off the box of Pop-Tarts. Have you noticed that? Go look at your Pop-Tarts right now. They won't.
I just threw a box out. I just threw a box out.
Blueberries?
Yeah, they took Kellogg's off. There was some strike. I've talked about it before. I forgot the reason. But they took it off there. So if you have an old one, it's collector's item.
Here's why I threw it out.
That's crazy.
I asked Crafty to put a box of blueberry Pop-Tarts in my trailer on the show because, you know, when you get to be a serious regular, you get to make a couple, nice demands. And they ask you, sir, what would you like? What would you like snack-wise?
Do you put them in a bowl of M&M's? Do they got to stick the blue Pop-Tart in a bowl of M&M's?
You got to stick a blueberry Pop-Tart in a bowl of green M&M's.
You are demanding.
This Pop-Tart is cherry. But you ever had the mixed berry Pop-Tarts? Those are also not some of my favorites.
No, what is it? Raspberry and stuff? They throw the trash
strawberry,
berries
raspberry,
in there?
Blueberry.
Trash berries.
They're trash berries.
Just to grind them up, whatever. It's berry. Well,
so
right
cool,
on.
They're hot, so hot, they're trash. Hot dogs popping up and out of your ass.
You should demand it just like, you bring me blueberry Pop-Tarts for Papa Tart.
Yeah, exactly. Blueberry Pop-Tarts for Papa Tart.
Yeah, refer to me as Pop-Tart.
I picture a guy on Sunset Boulevard in the 70s just in some crammed office just coming up with that within like a minute and a half of getting the phone call.
Popping up, they pop up. It's so crazy back then they would write just full on like hair metal tunes just for a Pop-Tart.
Mm-hmm.
They made it seem so exciting though.
Yeah.
What's your favorite jingle right now?
Right now.
Like what's
I
actually,
can tell you my least favorite.
What's your least favorite?
My least favorite is that old ass man on the McDonald's commercials now that goes blah 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 blah.
Oh,
that the way he says it, I hate it. I think what it's Brian Cox.
He's like dying and he just goes blah.
Yeah, he sounds like an old man. I don't know why they have it. Like I don't have a problem with the jingle, but the way he executes it kills me every time. Bah, 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 bah.
Right on. There's, I don't know if it counts as a jingle, but the Cars for Kids 1-800-CARS-FOR-KIDS commercial. It's like the only time I get through all of it is if I'm just not paying attention. But I got the, you know.
I like Tito's Tacos jingle. It's for a local.
Yeah.
A local jingle.
How does that go?
Tito's Tacos. You love Tito's too.
Where do you hear that?
Tito's Tacos. What else can you do?
What? Who's playing that?
Delicious burritos, enchilada. No, what was it? They also have delicious burritos, something enchiladas too. The only thing better than a Tito's taco is two.
Yeah.
I lived in LA a long time. Who's
on
playing
the radio?
That?
It's on the radio. It's also like when you watching like late night, like you gotta be watching like KABC at nighttime. You ever watching Comics Unleashed?
Oh, like
Howard,
news,
you've been on Comics
like
Unleashed
local
with
news
Byron
channels.
Allen? Yeah, and they also play like Hamburger Habit. And they still play the same commercial from like 1986.
Yeah, it's the best.
87. It's the same Hamburger Habit.
Oh, that's good.
It's weird that they would ever change commercials, like if they work.
Yeah,
like why
I think
spend
that's why
all
they,
that money?
That's why they Tito's Tacos is the same and Hamburger Habit is the same. Like you watch the same.
Oh, and Boot Warehouse, the one in the Valley. It's just
same
that
commercial.
No, it's just the same blonde girl who's been in Timberland boots. It's just they've used the same billboard for like 20 years.
Oh yeah.
Google it. It's on. Cattaraugus or one of those weird sounding streets out there.
You know the hero like posters that they'll have at like a burger restaurant or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And they're always
those always look
the
like,
same.
Yeah, from like 1984. And it's like a blonde woman like holding.
They're always super faded.
Yeah. It just makes me go. Sign. I don't want to eat this restaurant.
Greasy gray
it's like
meat.
Blue.
Yeah.
They heated it up on a coil. They just stripped down an electric wire and wrapped a shawarma around it.
Right.
Hey, well, that brings us to the meat of our show. let's find out the music chart. First off, let me Rap, the history of recorded music. Here we go. Music. We used to play LPs, 8 tracks, cassettes, and CDs. Now we download and we stream. What's next? NFTs? Tunes. All right. We learned a lot. Okay. Let's see what do we got this week.
Yeah, I'm going on Apple Music, and I'm looking at the top 100 global. So the top 5.
All right.
Coming worldwide. In at number 5.
Number 5.
SZA with Snooze.
I feel, I thought I like you, that bitch, I do it all, and I'm around, you scared to do it. I'm not, as long as you joking, now in for me, I ain't got it. My bitch, scheming, looting, hide your body, as long as you dreaming about me, ain't no problem. I don't got nobody just with you right now. Tell the truth, I look better under you, I can't lose when I'm
hot track.
That's my favorite song on that album.
Is it?
Yeah.
What's the rest of the album doing? Is it slow?
It's like there's a couple more upbeat songs, but all of her songs are pretty much like groovy like that. Mm-hmm. Where it's like they stay
we've
in
heard
that.
We've heard Kill Bill a ton on this show.
Kill Bill.
I don't know the rest of them.
I love that song so much, and I also it scares me.
It's yeah. Like,
what if there's a woman out there that feels that way about me?
Yeah, she feels capable of hunting me down.
Yeah. That shit is scary. I know that sounds like, I know somebody's going to listen to this and be like, girl, shut up. Nobody's doing it. But I may have pissed somebody off to the point.
I could see it. I could see it. I could see it happening to almost anybody.
Yeah.
I mean.
What a crazy song.
We broadcast in our opinions. Someone could take it the wrong way.
Yeah.
Shout out to Randy Denton. He didn't take it the wrong way. This week, he sent me some Scratch Energy candies. Thank you so much, Randy.
A scratch.
They're wow. called Scratch Energy Chews. Scratch with a K.
Wow. Are they like blue chews?
Yeah, like blue chews. They get me aroused. I've got, I'm going to bang it on the counter in a minute just to relieve some tension.
Are they made with royal honey?
Yeah, there's royal honey in there.
Sweetened with royal honey.
Yeah. Goat weed, whatever that stuff is.
Speaking of energy, I'm drinking this Celsius. Have you had one of these?
Those are good. Yeah.
That's my energy go to the drink. Gym drink.
Oh, yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
Nice. Washed out.
Do you walk in with a 6-pack of Celsius?
Nah, I'll do one. I got to get better with breakfast, though. I'm like, people tell you different things. They go fast until 12.
Right.
Yeah.
And
I believe that.
That's what you believe in. You're in good
too
shape.
Much breakfast is not good. You're just busy digesting all day. You don't need that.
It's true. Sometimes it can help you skip the rest, though.
The caveman didn't eat every 10 minutes like we do. They didn't spend all day digesting. So
yeah,
you can be sharp without it.
It's so funny though, because I remember seemingly only maybe 10 years ago, everyone was saying, oh, you're supposed to eat you're supposed to snack like regularly
throughout
the day. That's what the cavemen did.
Right.
And then now it's like, no, you're supposed to fast and only eat like one meal a day.
Right.
Which I do, I'm more on the fasting side, but it is crazy how much they'll just.
It does, but I think fasting is more for overall longevity, and I think that grazing thing was for losing weight or something.
Yeah, everybody's got an opinion about this, and everybody thinks they know exactly what to do. So what I'm doing is I'm taking the approach of I'm just being consistent with the workouts, and the results will come when they come.
Yes,
and I know it's going to be slower, but I live an alternative lifestyle. So
I love it.
It's tough. I talked to my trainer about it, and we got into a conversation about it, because I'm just like, hey man, like I come here every day and I know the numbers are getting better, but you know, not seeing a ton of results in every direction. You know, there's some. And he's like, "Wait, what are you doing with your diet?" I was like, "Listen, man, I'm not gonna focus on this diet thing.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna
shut him down.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen,
I'm not gonna eat crazy.
I know I pay you to keep me in shape, but
yeah,
yeah,
I'm not gonna eat crazy. Like, I'm not even that super crazy of an eater. Like, but right. trying to figure out these macros and micros is so annoying, especially when you are a comedian.
While you were telling them this, were you eating blueberry Pop-Tarts?
Blueberry Pop-Tarts, because they popped up hot.
I don't want you to worry about this. Yeah.
They popped up hot.
Making his point with a Pop-Tart in his hand.
But yeah, that's the toughest part. And they say abs start in the kitchen. And goes, yeah, I don't need any abs.
Yeah, you don't need abs.
I just need to get this bench PR up. That's what I need to do.
What's that?
Right now, I can't get past 315.
Oh, okay. So you're into feats of strength. You walk in there with the Celsius. You set it down on the bench.
Yeah.
Daddy's
no warm
home.
Up. Just hit it. Bow, bow, bow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then you pour the Celsius all over yourself.
Yeah. And I walk out and I go, let me go get a blueberry Pop-Tart.
Right on.
Right on. All right, coming in at number four.
Number four.
Pink Pantheress and Ice Spice with Boy is a Liar.
Boy is a Liar.
Boy is a Liar.
He say that I'm good enough. So I tell him it's one of me. He making fun of me. His girl is a bum to me. Like that boy is a cap. Saying he home, but I know where he at. Like, bet he blowing her back. Think about me, cause he know that it's fat. And it been what it been. Calling his phone like he'll send me a pin. Ducking my shit cause he know what I'm on. But when he hit me, I'm not gonna respond. But I don't sleep enough without you. And I can't eat enough without you. If you don't speak, does that mean we're through? Don't like sneaky shit that you do.
Ice Spice delivery.
Ice Spice.
She's really blowing up.
Ice Spice.
She's good.
Brett, have we shared pictures of Ice Spice before?
I don't want to get in trouble. I think I've sent them to him or something.
Yeah.
She has an icon beyond just being like, okay, she's sexy and you know, that's what, you know, it cuts through and everything. She just has a unique look. Like no one's ever looked like that before, don't you think?
No, it's. I think I've said when I say shared memes, it's me sending him funny memes that they put her in.
Oh, okay.
Because
I haven't seen many Ice Spice memes.
I mean, she looks like Raggedy Ann or something.
Yeah, like she looks like a ventriloquist doll.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
her eyes are so big, her teeth are like perfect, and she got this iconic red hair. She's an icon,
strawberry shortcake or something. Yeah.
She's like Marilyn Monroe. People get mad when you say things like that, but I do believe that she's an icon the way she looks.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay for A$AP Rocky to be good looking. Like that's people always talk about that. So why not?
She's definitely attractive though.
And then she just got lines that are weird. Like she got this one line. She goes, "If the party's not lit, I'd rather not go. Why would I go?
Why would I go? If the party's not lit, I'd rather not go." Like she rap like the way.
Don't
she
invite
raps.
Me to a party.
You thought I was feeling you. That's her main. I'm sorry. Yeah, yeah. Of course, y'all had Munch on the show, but but that's one of the memes that they photoshopped her face.
We talked about Munch.
On Harriet Tubman's body, and it says, "You thought I was freeing you?"
Oh my God.
I want to see that. Send me that.
They photoshopped their face on Martin Luther King's body. They merged their faces. They put her red hair on Martin Luther King's head and go, "You thought I was dreaming you?"
You thought I was dreaming you? Oh, you thought I was feeling you?
Oh my God.
These are good. I gotta get on those. Then she's the one. She goes, "Why would I miss you when you was the issue?"
Yeah,
and she gets to the point very quickly.
Yeah. And then she goes, "Like,
right?
Yeah."
And then she always says, "Stop playing with them, right?"
Yeah,
that's her like slogan.
Gotta love Ice Spice.
Yeah,
coming in number three.
Number three,
SZA again with Kill Bill.
Look at these ladies taking over.
Hate to see you with some other, but know you happy. Hate to see you happy if I'm not the one driving.
I'm so mature.
I'm so mature. I got me a therapist to tell me there's other men. I ain't one night, not just one show. If I can't have you, no one should have mine. I like the lightest, not the best idea. His new girlfriend's next, however.
Man. Yeah,
that's a great one.
Good song. Solid song. From top to bottom.
It's very solid. Very catchy. She sounds psycho in it.
Yeah. Like she like sounded that. on a few of her songs. And, you know, she gives you that, you know, listen, we're just three fellas talking. We've all gone through these situations where you're dating somebody and you're like, man, I just wish you would take accountability.
Oh, my God.
And usually they don't. But
no,
they
usually.
Yeah. But never. SZA makes those type, like, she doesn't take accountability. Like, on her first album, you know, with like, Through the Weekend and stuff like that. Because we've been in situations where we're like, hey, listen, this is probably not going to be a full relationship. But as long as we're being honest and communicating with each other, we can be adults about this, right?
I've never tried that. I mean, it's implied. Yeah. I never come out and said that.
Well, one thing I've learned is that it doesn't matter if you say it or if it's implied. They're probably lying to you if they agree.
That's true. Right, yeah. Right. Or they're biding their time for another angle.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah. SZA sings songs about it. And right. They're like, this is what I'm like. So you're admitting that you understand what's happening here. And you still going to make me out to be the bad guy?
Right. Yeah, she's giving away the secrets. She's like the magician that's giving away the secret.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
So her thing is like, yeah, I was bullshitting, but I just don't care. Like, I'll hunt you down.
Yeah, basically. Like, I mean, like,
okay.
I think what that song is about, if I'm interpreting it as we interpret music, is her being like, this was a guy I was hooking up with, and... Because she says, I'm still a fan. I'm still a fan, even though I was salty. Like, meaning, you're not a bad guy. You haven't done anything necessarily wrong to me. But instead of dealing with my own issues, I've decided to just kill you and your new
girlfriend.
I'm just
going to kill you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Right. Woman's prerogative.
Amazing.
And amazing. And it's so good. It's so good. The toxicity of it.
Yeah,
there were some.
I love male toxicity in music and female toxicity. I love
The Weeknd. I mean, he's been doing it for years. The Weeknd with his sociopathic stuff.
Yeah,
there was I saw some of The Bachelor last night, and it was like part of the. It's in the week where they do overnights, you know, so they have an opportunity to sleep with all the women, you know. Mm-hmm. And this guy, his big mistake was. He announced up front, he's like, I'm taking sex off the table because I want to get like, I just don't want to overcomplicate this and I want to have real conversations and stuff.
Oh my God.
And then immediately,
did all the girls go home?
Well, then, so he has three girls he's talking about. The second one, he breaks the vow and he has sex with her. And then now he's feeling all guilty and stuff. But then the craziest thing to me was like, the spurned woman who was like, you told me we wouldn't have sex and then you didn't tell me you had sex with her and blah, blah, blah. She was like, that just wasn't your call to make. Like we should have talked about that beforehand. Like you took away my agency. In other words, she was saying like him announcing that he wouldn't have sex was not his right. Like
what?
She had a right to like basically have a, like say like no, you're fucking me tonight. Like, and it was such crazy logic. Like it was so funny to watch him just try to deal with.
Did he did he do what she wanted?
No, because it was too late by then. But it was just amazing to watch this guy like have to navigate the craziest positions like I've ever heard. like on the other way around, like if somebody announced like, hey, I'm not gonna have sex, like that would be completely respected, right? Like,
yeah,
like anyone who's just declares that, like you respect that. But in this guy's case, they were on him, like after him, being like, that wasn't your right.
You can't refuse sex.
Yeah. Maybe SZA's philosophies are getting out there.
Oh yeah, they are. They've been out there.
All right. Coming in at number two.
Number two.
Miley Cyrus, Flowers.
Cry, but then remembered I can buy myself flowers. Write my name in the sand. Talk to myself for hours.
I mean, after the SZA track, this just sounds like a mom, you know? Yeah. Like, this is safe.
That's true.
Mom, I want to hear Harry Styles singing that.
Okay.
Singing Flowers?
Yeah.
Why do you want to hear that?
I don't have no particular reason. It just sounds, the tone of her voice sounds like that song could have gone to anybody.
Yeah.
Oh, it definitely could.
Like you were saying, Stard, where they have those fully finished songs.
Yeah.
And then the people just put their vocal on it.
Publishing company I used to work at. That was the whole business model. It's like we were just sent preformed songs and then you shop them around to all the pop stars. So they're all just selecting from the same buffet, you know? Yeah.
And whoever puts it out
first.
I'll
have that one. I'll have that one.
Is it, and then they leak them. If they like them and they want them, they leak it, right?
Oh,
they to get it out faster. They drop it out. Well, I mean, like, wasn't it Sia or didn't she have one that sounded, she sang it exactly, but then they just gave it to Rihanna?
Oh, yeah.
And then after that, I think it was before Sia started doing her own stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, that one. I think it was Diamonds Are Forever.
I could see her singing that.
Yeah, it sounds
Oh,
like
man,
her.
I could see her singing that.
Yeah. It's really good. But,
But you think it's just like a demo version, but it's not. It's like the whole record.
It's completely done. it's totally
that
done.
Happens. You know, I remember back in the days where we were still like making CDs and downloading music and stuff, and you would get a version of a song. You get a version of two songs that was done by two different guys, something like that. Like Lloyd would have a song, and also like some dude that like Verse Simmons would also have a version of that song.
Yeah,
and Verse Simmons is not as popular as Lloyd. Like outside of the R&B, Lloyd hit the pop charts. Verse Simmons more of R&B guy.
Right.
Like, they would have a version of the same song, and people would be like, "I got the other version." Like, and then you figure out which one you like more, and the ad libs. Sometimes the ad libs would even be the same.
Didn't they have that with like Der Kommissar or was one of those 99 Luft Balloons? There was like two different versions of it at the same time.
Right.
It was one of those.
It's like Armageddon and Deep Impact.
Yeah.
There's
Prefontaine and
it's like
the other one.
Who charted and who arted.
Who arted and who tarted now. My God. I'm going to start my own Grand Canyon. Come up with my own show.
That's so funny.
Grand Canyon.
Grand Crew.
Grand Canyon.
Hand Crew.
All right. Coming in at number one. Oh, wait. Shall we
Number
transplant
one.
This? This is Morgan Wallen.
Oh, yeah, but
last night.
Oh, okay.
But we mentioned.
I was going to try to predict if this was going to be our first all-female chart in quite some time. But we didn't get it, but a lot of ladies on this one. Shout out.
So we're going to transplant this because it's too good.
Okay.
And we're putting in Morgan Wallen's place. We are putting in Afro Man. Lemon Pound Cake. Have you heard this whole story, Carl?
No.
Oh, my God. This is so funny. So it's really a news story more than a hot track or anything, even though I personally love Afro Man. His first album is hilarious.
Because I got hot.
But there's so many good songs on it. She Won't Let Me Fuck. That one's amazing. Is she a lesbian?
Yeah. Give it to me, baby.
So Afro Man's house got raided by the police.
ATF or somebody like that,
ATF,
right?
Like a serious raid. And they came in looking for evidence of kidnapping and drug the trafficking and all this stuff. Long story short, they found nothing because it was an unfounded, you know, claim.
Yeah.
And they didn't charge him with anything. They messed his whole place up.
They
even took money. They even took cash from him.
Really?
And they returned it with hundreds of dollars missing. And he even like pointed that out and they went, it turns out we miscounted it and here's the rest of your money. They tried to take his money. So he filmed the whole thing of them raiding his house. And he's been using the footage for new music videos.
Yeah.
So he's got all these videos.
So he narrates what's going on.
He narrates, and all the songs are hilarious. And they're about different angles about the raid. But now the police are suing him, claiming that, you know, he embarrassed them, and they're suing him for like his ticket sales and his song sales and merch and concert ticket. It's like
saying he used this promotional video,
saying that he violated their privacy.
No,
they raided his damn house.
You're allowed to film the cops, aren't you?
Right, in his house.
And yeah, it's his own surveillance video.
So it's this whole crazy story. But here's the song "Lemon Pound Cake," which uses I'll share the video since that's part of it. The song's kind of dumb, but it's funny.
The Adams County Sheriff kicked down my door. Then I heard the glass break. They found no kidnapping victims, just some lemon pound cake. Mama's lemon pound cake. It tastes so nice. It made the sheriff wanna put down his gun. Cut him a slice.
He makes a
lemon pound cake. He wanna put down his glide. Lemon pound cake. Trending on TikTok. Lemon pound cake. He's a family guy. Lemon pound cake. Got the munchies because he got high. Lemon pound cake. Pound cake.
Is that Gabrus in the front?
He's a sheriff.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Where's Adams County? Where's he living in now?
I think he used to be a.
He used to be
really?
Oh, he's in Palmdale.
He's in Palmdale, yeah.
Yeah.
That's not Adams County. That's LA County.
I know Palmdale is, but I think he's in Ohio now. I think I read that.
Oh, man. He caused himself his own problems by moving to Ohio. I mean, if you're known as a weed guy,
yeah.
I mean, that's like a. That's a loaded place to go.
This is another quick clip. Will you? This song is called "Will You Help Me Repair My Door?"
Yeah, this is the one I saw. It's more about the raid.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a serious raid. They got like army fatigues on.
I wonder what spurred the raid. Is it just because he's infamous, or was he talking?
I think it was a mistake.
I mean,
will you help me repair my door? Did you find what you was looking for? Will you help me repair my gate and door?
My gate and door. I love how simple that is.
Would you like a slice of lemon pound cake?
All right, well, back there.
That guy really is looking at it.
Yeah, he is looking for it. Wait a minute. This could be evidence.
I better eat this evidence so nothing happens to
me. Yeah, exactly. There could be a kidnapping victim in this lemon pound cake.
That's great.
That's amazing. He needed the, you know, jump start to his career. This is just what he needed in some ways.
Yeah, it's kind of good. Like something happened to him that he can talk about.
I love that he's just making a series of songs on this.
Yeah, he just keeps rubbing it in their face.
Right.
Well, congratulations to them. He made number one on our countdown. And we will be right back with the movie chart.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
My name is H. Michael Cray, and I'm here with Carl Tart and
Brett Morris.
And this is the movie chart.
Movies, they're just like tweets. They release them constantly. Most of them we don't need to see. But when you get a good one, ooh-wee, movies.
These These are the movies. We'll see what's back in theaters. What's happening out there?
All right, coming in at number five.
Number five.
This is 65.
Laying out there.
Location. Adam Driver goes back 65 million years.
This is Commander Mills. My ship was hit by an undocumented asteroid.
Too bad.
Shouldn't have gone to space.
Transporting 35 there you passengers.
Go.
What's that movie about?
Supposed to be trash, but a catastrophic crash on an unknown planet. Pilot Mills quickly discovers he's actually stranded on Earth 65 million years ago, which is famously when the dinosaurs went extinct, or when that whole process started. So it's almost like Planet of the Apes plot, but going back to.
But he's got to he's got to escape from dinosaurs the whole time and get chased by dinosaurs and stuff.
Yeah, there's a funny version of that trailer with Anthony Edwards of the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you got to check it out.
What do they do? They make.
They just kind of superimpose him into the movie.
Oh, so he looks like a dinosaur?
Nah, he's just himself. It's like as if he's starring in it as well.
Is there one with Ice Spice?
she's in a trailer. They did one with her too. Be.
Yeah.
I'm eating you.
You thought I was eating you?
All right, coming in at number four.
Number four.
Scream 6.
You got a problem here, guy?
If you like Scream 1 through 5, you might like this. Ghostface, he's got a gun now. Apparently.
I missed 4 and 5.
I think I did too. I think I've seen the first three.
Yeah. Well, I've seen the first two.
Yeah.
I don't even think I saw three, but I remember it coming out. I did not realize they were on 6.
Yeah, they got up to 6 now. Quick.
Boom. Yeah, they came out with 5 just last year. I think 2022. So it feels like they're kind of shuffling this one out. You know, not always a good sign when a horror movie comes out in March.
There's more for the summer.
Well, you think at Halloween.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they saved a good one. I'd rather see Maroon 5 than Scream 6.
What about Eve 6?
Oh, close.
Yeah.
Scream. Yeah.
All right. Coming in number 3.
Number 3.
Creed 3.
That's life.
This is a war. It's a fight. It's a battle.
So, how long have you known each other?
We was like brothers. One day he came back. The past came back too.
These look like such higher quality than the Rockies ever looked, like in terms of like
production value.
Drama. Yeah.
Oh, okay. What's the deal now? Is he champion and he's trying to stay champion? What's going on with Creed?
Brother versus brother, or says brothers turn enemies.
I don't think they're real brothers, but they like knew each other when they were younger.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and now they have to fight each other?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I didn't get a chance to watch the movie. I had to do something that night.
The night it was on.
Yeah.
I actually got invited to it this week and turned it down. I always thought it was weird that someone I knew wanted to see it.
So you turned it down?
Yeah. I don't know. I have no idea what's going on with Creed.
I heard you walked into the theater and said, and looked at the screen and said, you thought I was seeing you? And then you walked out.
You thought I was seeing you? That's a damn good TikTok challenge right there. Walk into movies.
Yeah.
So you thought I was seeing you?
You thought I was seeing you? You twerk a little bit and leave.
Yeah, that could be big.
You got the red curly wig on? You thought I was seeing you?
Yeah. Hanging some cheek. Yeah. That's
apparently Victor Drago is back in this one.
Oh, okay. That's, what's his name?
That's, yeah.
You know.
Of course.
Dolph Lundgren from Rocky IV. Yeah, Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah. Okay. Coming in, number two.
Number two.
Shazam, Fury of the Gods.
I'm an idiot.
It's showtime!
I don't deserve these powers, if I'm being honest. Like, what am I even contributing?
Ow!
There's already a superhero with a red suit with a lightning bolt on it. Aquaman is literally huge and he's so manly. And Batman is so cool. And I'm just me.
Zachary Levi.
I'm sticking with the app.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
I'm bad with movies, man. I haven't seen any of these.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, they're all sequel and
I think that's okay.
Superhero.
Yeah.
You've seen them already.
I've never seen Shazam. I got to get better with like going to the movies. I'm not a going to the movies kind of guy.
You're busy at the gym, huh?
I'm busy at the gym getting my PRs, eating my Pop-Tarts, and watching YouTube, getting radicalized.
Doing Pop-Tart curls. Okay.
Have you watched the, have you guys been paying attention to the Gwyneth Paltrow court case?
No, it's great.
For some reason, I'm like invested in it. I want to know the truth.
Of course. Yeah.
It's so funny to me. It's so funny. Like either way it goes. Yeah.
I think it's pretty crazy that she's like, it didn't hurt. It's like, you could kill somebody like that. Like,
oh my God.
Well, like
yeah.
The way he's
you ever
claiming,
been skied into? Fucking brutal.
They both claim that the other one came in from behind them and crashed into them. You know what I mean? Like they're both claiming the same thing. But his version really makes me laugh because his version is just like that she just trucked the fuck out of him and then just took off while he was like face down in the snow. And like, you know, this old man and he's claiming he got like brain damage out of it and he can't go wine tasting and all this stuff. Yeah. And it's just like, it's such a funny visual.
It's such
a
billionaire's battle. Like they're both like, not their stories don't intersect at all. Like they're both just making shit up.
And then she's claiming that her team tried to help him and that he waved them off and was like, I'm fine. But then later learned who she was and then decided to sue.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Which also makes sense.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know who I'm siding with. But
I think it's all true. All of it.
I saw some pictures today on Twitter of like, the court guys, like some of the experts were drawing these like stick figures like on the slope and trying to draw like a scientific diagram of how they might have crashed into each other. It was just so stupid. It's like, what are we trying to solve here?
Life. Give her life.
She can drink her broth in jail.
Yeah, jail broth.
Yeah. Coming in at number one.
Number one.
John Wick, Chapter 4. I do want to see this one.
Goes out to you, Mr. Wick.
Woke up this morning.
42 regular, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So they did a Sopranos remix?
Yeah,
right
they
there?
Can't use that song.
Wow. Nothing can be original anymore.
Right.
Wait, no, that's Nas.
Yeah, but Got Myself a Gun is Sopranos.
That sample is the Sopranos. It's like, it's just so tied
to Sopranos. Did Nas sample the Sopranos when he made his song? Because that's Nas.
I think he did.
He did?
How old is the Nas song?
Let's see. I don't know the
I think he must have sampled
the original. He must have got that, yeah.
The Sopranos one is kind of like an old, feels like
it's pretty old Sopranos, yeah.
Yeah.
But, Wick.
Wick. Dipped his wick.
Rick. I've never seen one of those.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They're actually really fun.
People say that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Common is in one of them, right? Is that the movie where they're like shooting at each other and they like are in a crowded place and they're like trying to shoot each other?
Well, there's a lot of that. There's a lot of that.
But like trying to do it in silence where like nobody knows that they're doing it. So they're like, pew. And they're just like walking. Like in an airport, they're just like, pew. Like they're just like shooting. Yeah, they're just shooting each other.
I know Manzoukas
was quiet gun noises.
Manzoukas was in the last one.
Yeah.
I've heard that the whole concept of a silencer is pretty much bullshit.
Like, yeah, I heard that too.
There's really no such thing.
It's still really loud?
It's still really loud. It's like we've gotten so far in the movies and video games and stuff with just believing that there's a thing like, called a silencer.
Fiction. It's a fiction that you could shoot it and nobody around hears it. It's like it's more just to like make like a trumpet.
It's so you don't go like deaf from it, but it's still super loud.
Yeah, silencer is an exaggeration.
Pew, pew, pew. Pew, pew, pew.
The pew gun.
You thought I was pewing you?
You thought I was peeing?
Thought I was peeing you? Pew. Pew.
All right. That's the movie chart.
Whoa. Check that out. And
I think that'll be there for a while. I think John Wick will be there.
Wick should have some staying power.
Next few weeks.
It'll be this year's Top Gun. And we will be right back with the Hot Picks. Somebody's doing like Family Feud live. I saw it was like Ackerman and Manzoukas.
Yeah.
Versus each other.
Yeah, they've been doing that show for a bit. Chuck Heese. It looks fun.
It was really fun. I did it this weekend.
You were on that lineup.
Yeah,
that was a good lineup.
Whose family were you in?
Manzoukas's. And then they did a draft. So they drafted like from a group of people. And then at the end, we all played against the audience, and it was crazy. We still got beat with 10 minds.
Oh, damn. The audience beat you?
Yeah, the audience.
Wow. The audience is more than 10, though, right?
No, it was just 5 guys from the audience.
Oh, shit.
It's pretty much straight up Family Feud, right? Like, you're playing a legit game of Family Feud?
Yeah, we're playing a legit game. Yeah.
Jimmy Pardo used to do that with Match Game. They would just play real Match Game.
That's fun.
It's great. It's like if it works, might as well put together. It's like better than the TV show.
But then he was like really angling for them to bring back Match Game and have him be the host. And then I think it like somebody was bringing it back and wasn't using him after he had done the show for a long time.
That'd Michael be great. Strahan. Michael Strahan hosted it, didn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He hosts everything. Right. Yeah. How does Strahan get so many gigs like that?
He's likable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's that gap in his teeth.
That's what it is.
Like Paul Scheer.
Yeah, people like it. Yeah, exactly. Paul, there you go.
David Letterman.
That's proof of the theory. Paul always has a million projects.
Yeah, David Letterman, Lauren Hutton, Paul Scheer.
Yeah.
Michael Strahan, Claudia Schiffer. The list goes on.
Yeah. All right. Let's get into
Alfred
this.
E. Newman.
Alfred E. Newman, still there.
The Hot Picks. The third chart is the Hot Picks and the countdown's about to start. Let's see who brought a hot pick and let's see who did not. The Hot Picks. The Hot Picks.
These are the Hot Picks. We'll see if we got some good ones this week. We'll see if we're better than Spotify. I believe we'll be doing real well.
All right, coming in number 5.
Number 5.
Howard's first pick, this is Quasi with Doom Scrollers.
Teenage TikTok stars and everybody baking bread. Doom scrolling going out of their head.
It's got some really good lyrics, like in the verses and stuff. They talk about like what's going on now at the like, you know, doom scrollers and people living out of their cars and stuff. It's like it's got some poignant stuff. So
they've been around for a while. They're a husband and wife team, I believe. It's kind of like a White Stripes thing, but
yeah. But I guess like though from if you listen from the beginning, it's like it sums up these times better than I've heard in almost any other song. It's really good.
That's cool. I'm gonna check it out.
Speaking of TikTok, they're trying to ban our favorite app. I think that's a big mistake.
I think it's great, but also
you do?
I will miss it quite a bit.
What's great about it?
About banning it?
I think it's rotting people's brains. I think social media. They should ban all of them.
Yeah.
I just think like their complaints about it. It's like, what? Are you forgetting Facebook?
It's immediately gonna be replaced by something that does the exact same thing.
Oh, yeah.
Who's owned by the different people.
You know, to me, it reminds me a lot of the PMRC trials or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like these politicians looking so cringe to anyone under 30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're just going like, what are you talking about?
It's like I just wish too that there's a third voice where you could use TikTok in a way that it's not just detrimental crap to you. Like, do you know what I mean?
Completely.
It's like the same as food. You could choose to eat good.
Yeah.
No offense, Carl. But like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
no, I mean, my TikTok
it's all on how you use it.
Everyone's TikTok is like unrecognizable to another person.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like mine is serving like backstage Devo in 1978.
Right.
Like jamming on stuff. It's like has nothing to do with kids dancing or Chinese propaganda or something. It's like,
which is what I get. I get all the Chinese propaganda.
Okay.
But I
they're dancing, all the Chinese dancing. Government.
Yeah.
They're targeting you.
My algorithm is set up great, but I'll like make jokes about stuff that people have not seen. You don't see that thing on my algorithm. That thing's got millions of hits.
Right, exactly.
You haven't seen these guys?
Yeah.
There's these like guys that sing this song where they go, girl, where you going? And like it's so these dudes are so popular, like even Offset like made a video making fun of these guys.
Okay, yeah.
But then I've sent it to people that are like, I've never seen these dudes in my life.
Yeah.
Like they're so popular on TikTok. I'm gonna show it to you after we get out of here.
Okay. Yeah, like you
know, do our annual.
I like
text
it already,
it.
Girl. Where you going?
I think
girl,
Carl,
where you going?
I think Carl, you're the only one I've been able to talk to about the one guy who points at people's like broke shoes and starts singing at them. And he's
what the hell?
Oh
my God! Oh man, Cole, Jordan never did that move.
Yeah, it has like the counterfeit Jordan logo.
Yeah,
and he's just following these people around, pointing right at their tongue. Let me see the tongue.
Let me see the tongue.
Who's that coming up the Biggie Road, boy? It's so funny, but again, it's like you have to just be like micro targeted by that shit.
Yeah.
It's like the disrespect you got. How you disrespecting me out here? No, there's a guy who specifically says, you're out here disrespecting me, looking like.
Don't disrespect me, looking like.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that guy.
Yeah.
That dude is funny, too.
Yeah,
don't disrespect me. And if people don't be getting what he's saying, and it's something like, fuck you, man.
Yeah, it's funny, the congressional things, they're saying like, this, it'll just show you porn, like, you know, this 14-year-old got served like anal porn or whatever. It's like, what?
That's not on TikTok.
Like, if that TikTok. Was on my TikTok, I would be like,
yeah.
I've been looking and it's not there.
don't let TikTok. You look at that on TikTok.
You can't even say like killed on TikTok. So how do they show porn?
I know. It's like the most
people are always
scrubbed
like unalive.
Right. Right, exactly. It's crazy.
There was I saw somebody get their live cut off immediately because I'll get these like sports debate lives, which I hate. And sometimes I just go to their person's page and block them so it doesn't come back anymore. But there was this guy and his live just immediately got cut off because they were talking about LeBron versus Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
And
why did those get banned?
Here's why I got banned, because the guy's like reading these people's comments. He goes, Jordan never quit. He literally quit the sport for 2 years.
Yeah.
And then somebody comments, because his dad died. And he goes, because his dad died, man, the fuck up. LeBron never had a dad. And they just cut off. I thought that shit was so funny. Because he said, man, the fuck up. And it's like, LeBron never had a dad.
Wow.
So is that getting cut off for the content they're speaking about or for curse words? Or
I
why
think it's cuss words.
Pulled? Just cuss words.
Yeah. Okay. But that, but what's crazy about that is there's this other guy that I watch who's hilarious. And it's just the New Orleans, like this New Orleans dude who is just so funny. He roasts these people so hardcore and he never gets cut off. He's cussing constantly, but he just keeps making pages after pages. Like I always, he always ends up back on my algorithm with another page. I'm right. following.
That used to be like that on Vine where people were, or not Vine, what was the other one? The live Periscope.
Oh, and yeah.
People would show like pay-per-view events and stuff. So they'd have a, always have a new page that they're doing. It's funny.
Periscope was a lot like TikTok. They almost had it figured out.
Yeah.
All right, coming in number four.
Number four.
This is my first pick. This is Creepshow with Yawning Abyss featuring John Grant.
Signs like Patrick's Isle, which is in South Bend, Indiana, but it doesn't rotate anymore. We drove along the boulevards all lined with ruins of victorious towers and those everyday
nice.
Warriors. Floated by like dreams, kaleidoscopic remnants of those dreams called nightmares, where the light is a strange color, like before a deadly twister is.
It's pretty cool.
I like it.
I like that.
Early Prince sounding kind of music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like wet funk kind of stuff.
Good stuff. And then John Grant, someone I've followed for a few years. Super good. He's a Icelandic guy. I think he's American, but he lives in Iceland. But he's got some good stuff. Good voice.
Right on, yeah. A weird place to move for an American. Spent a chunk of my life in Iceland.
You can be a big fish there, I think.
Oh, yeah. Man.
There's only like 100,000 people or something. It's crazy how few people there are up there. Coming in at number three.
Number three.
This is Carl's pick. This is the Pop-Tarts theme song from 1987. No. This is a Blast with Every Good Girl. Blast spelled B-L-X-S-T.
Every good girl need a savage. They say opposites attract, we can balance. I know whoever slept on you couldn't manage, but I can blow a check on you, take advantage. Ay, she a good girl, but the baddest. And whoever tell you different, they was capping. I know whoever slept on you couldn't manage. That's cause you inside a different type of bag, yeah. I would be wrong if I didn't give credit where it's due, yeah. Yeah, yeah. You set the tone for these bitches, but you never would've known. Oh. If only you knew you'd do better. Hey, they better put some more respect on your level. Yeah, it's something about you. Bet they
it sounds like a song you play in your trailer.
Yeah.
When the ladies come in the trailer when you got a couple hours on
set. Yeah, the random ladies of the Universal lot. Don't get me in trouble. Right. Ain't no lady ever been in my trailer that wasn't placing clothes or something. Right. Or dropping Pop-Tarts.
Dropping I like Pop-Tarts. It, though. But it does sound like a, a slow jam for making love or some type of thing like that.
That's gangster R&B right there. That's thug R&B.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that feels like somewhere in between a slow jam and getting ready for the day or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite genre, thug R&B.
Who are the leaders of that one? Who's
Bone Thugs?
Bone Thugs, you could count them. You could say Nate Dogg is probably the grandfather of Thug R&B.
Right.
Just like when you singing about... Now, that song is not about, you know, doing bad things. Blast does have a couple songs that are talking about, like, you know, singing about fighting or selling drugs or whatever. But that's usually my favorite. It's, you got Nate Dogg, you got Ty Dolla $ign, you got...
Okay, yep.
Yeah.
What about Uncle Charlie?
No, not necessarily him, because you know his whole story. He doesn't really sings hooks, right? But, and he might sing.
He doesn't
get down with thug stuff. He's very much a religious
right,
man.
Right.
Yeah. But he does have a song with this dude Guap Dad 3000 that is a song that's called Gucci Pajamas that he's on, and that guy.
But it always kind of is like funny when because like with rap lyrics, you know. It's rap and they're spitting about this or that. And it always sounds kind of funny when someone starts singing about it instead. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like if you took Straight Out of Compton.
Yeah.
You know,
Well, that was to me, that was Nate Dogg's whole thing. Like that was what made him so
G-Funk
era, but also so enjoyable.
I got to say, I think he's the father of it.
And when he sang it in a way where he didn't, he hit just the right tone with it. He didn't sound like he was trying to be corny. Like it was like crooning, but he still sounded tough.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Coming in number two.
Number two.
It's my second pick. This is JPEG Mafia and Danny Brown.
Yeah.
With
new album out.
Lean Beef Patty.
First off, fuck Elon Musk, $8 too much, this that's expensive. Put a hose in the back and a crack in the slack, my teeth is leaked and I meant it. I don't really need a check, cause I got no respect, and these niggas might know me like a dentist. City all about these kids, so we had some shit and they get offended. This ain't what you want, no, this ain't what you want. Fuck y'all niggas, I feel like Papa John. Left straight to the bank, I'm Tony Khan. And they hate what I say, cause I ain't wrong.
That's
challenging.
That's pretty out there. It's so heavy and like abstract.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
Like that switch up at the beginning is wild.
Yeah. Really crazy stuff. That's almost like reminds me of like avant-garde jazz or something, what they're doing with beats now.
Yeah, it sounded like a beat juggler, but he was rapping over it instead of it just being, beat juggling.
All right. Coming in at number one.
Okay, this is number one.
You wanna introduce this?
Yeah. This is some cringe crunch. This is one of the clunkiest hooks I've heard in a long time. I think you should start from the beginning. I think he does the chorus up front. But basically, that says it all. I mean, this is just he's just there you go.
Cringe crunch. We got a cold pick, I guess. Here we go.
This is Kip Moore with Kinda Bar.
Off a no-name road. If it's the kind of spot where the outcasts go. If there's a parking lot full of jacked-up highs. Let the up-downs think it's just a neon dive.
Here we go.
All right.
Well, that's the kind of bar that I want to drink beer in. Kind of jukebox that I want to drop quarters in. Kind of girls that I
what? What?
Yeah, but he says
none of that.
There.
None of he that says, works together.
None of it. He says that's the kind of bar that I want to drink beer in. That's the kind of jukebox I want to pump quarters in.
And he says that's the kind of girls that I want to be seen with.
The kind of girls that I want to be seen with. That's the kind
the
of bar
that
I
want to drink beer in.
Who is this?
Damn. Kip Moore.
He's one of these, like, macho country guys.
Maybe one of the worst written choruses I've ever heard of.
Ever. It's just like, why do you like that bar, meathead? Well, I drink and beer. Those kind of women I'll be seen with.
It sounds like somebody improvising the chorus and they can't keep up with the rhymes, you know?
Yeah. A lot of fun, that one. But also, it has, there's other Easter eggs throughout the song. They're just like, they cram in a whole bunch of shit they shouldn't have tried to.
I really thought the hook was going to be like, and that's my kind of bar.
Right.
You know? Instead, that's the kind of bar that I wanted to do all these things with. crazy. All right. That's the hot picks.
Right on. Great stuff. Hey, Carl, thank you so much for returning to Who Charted.
Always thank you for having me. For having me.
Good luck with Who Tarted. I already forgot the name of your new one. Yeah. Who Tarted.
Who Tarted.
Who Smarted. All that. Yeah. And also, everybody check out Grand Crew on NBC Friday nights and Peacock.
That's right.
And Grand Canyon.
Great old Grand Canyon. And Start.
Yeah, check out Comedy Bang Bang World and Improv for Humans and Off Book, the improvised musical podcast I play with every week. Let's give that a plug. We just did a live show at Permanent Records, and we just put out a video of that live show and the recording, and it was super fun.
Right on. Speaking of Permanent Records, I'll be there Wednesday night. Tomorrow night at Hot Tub. Check me out there if you're in town.
Is that inside or outside?
It's backside.
Backside?
Backside, outside.
Okay.
And
thought I was outside.
Yeah. And also check out whochartedpod.com. You can check out all the old episodes and all the preem streams. Check out Grift Horse with Megan Beth Keister, Drop Date Duel, and we will see you right here next week on Who Charted.